Many of us outdoor grillers try to save time on cookout day by partially cooking meat and poultry items the night before, then finishing the food on the grill next day. However,
we don't recommend to do that.
In fact, USDA food safety expert Meredith Carruthers says it's downright dangerous.
Because what you're ultimately doing is bringing the food up into what's called the danger zone, which is a range of temperatures between 40 degrees and 140 degrees. And ultimately, if the food is sitting in that danger zone for way too long, it can produce bacteria at a certain level that can be quite dangerous and can't be killed by the further cooking or further reheating later on. So if you don't fully cook your food, you're ultimately letting it sit in that danger zone for too long. And then you're going to be refrigerating it and bringing it back up through that danger zone again without bacteria fully having been killed.
A better idea, cook the meat completely the night before and then sear and warm it on the grill next day. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.